Rick Hummel, The Russian Honeybee, 1918. 1. Tour de Malakoff. Vivid magenta flowers, flushed deep purple and fading to lilac grey. It's your grandmother.
Yes.
She's been arrested.
This is not a conversation that many people expect to have. We know that grannies are not what they were, but even allowing for the fact that many are proficient on the internet, lunatic behind the wheel, and capable of doing full justice to the drinks cabinet, the discovery that our own had been detained at Her Majesty's pleasure would, if we're honest, come as a bit of a shock. A shock likely to provoke either disbelief or outrage. As the policeman at the other end of the line delivered the grave news in the particularly self-righteous manner that only someone wearing a uniform can, Nick Robertson found himself in the former camp.
She's been what?
Arrested, sir. Well, detained, actually.
But what for?
Disturbing the peace.
Where?
In London, sir. She's at Bow Street Police Station. If you could come and collect her, we don't want to release her on her own and, well, I'd rather not say any more over the phone, if you don't mind. We'll fill you in when you get here.
But why me?
Yours was the name and number she gave us, sir. There were many things Nick wanted to say. The first being, but I live on the Isle of Wight. Instead, he settled for, right, it'll take me a couple of hours to get there. No problem, sir. We'll keep her comfortable. She's all right, isn't she? I mean, she's not hurt. Oh, no, sir. She's absolutely fine. Keeping my officers well entertained. She would. I'll be there as soon as I can. And that was it. No more information. What had she done? And why hadn't she called his mother? She was nearer. But the answer to that was obvious. His mother would have given her mother-in-law what for. Or his father, her son. No, again. Nick's dad would be at the races, or at some surreptitious meeting for his next money-making wheeze. Not much chance of finding him at the end of a telephone. His mobile number changed almost weekly. Which was why, on a bright May morning, when birds were carolling from the tops of tall chestnut trees, and when he should have been enjoying the maudlin pleasure of staring out of the window and moping about the end of a three-year relationship with a girl now sitting on a British Airways flight to New York, he found himself rattling into Waterloo Station on the 11:15 from Southampton. Briefly, he pictured his grandmother sitting in a cell, huddled in a corner, cowed and tearful, but if he was honest with himself, he knew that was unlikely. He wasn't wrong. He found her at the front desk of the police station, regaling a wide-eyed trio of uniformed officers with the reasons behind her forecast for a Chelsea victory over Manchester United the following day. She looked round as he came in and smiled at him. "Hello, love. Come to take me home?" He nodded. The desk sergeant broke away from the group, looking sheepish, negotiated the narrow opening to one side of the counter with some difficulty, and beckoned Nick towards the room opposite. "Would you mind, sir?" As the door closed behind them, he heaved a sigh. "Quite a character, your granny."
"Yes."
"I should think she takes a bit of looking after." The lumbering policeman, whose unnaturally long arms gave him an ape-like appearance, was doing his best not to smirk. "Well, most of the time she's fine."
"Lives on her own, I gather."
"Yes, she's not helpless," Nick said defensively.
"Oh, I can see that, but it might be worth keeping an eye on her."
"I do, when I can, but I live..."
"I know, sir. It must be difficult."
Nick interrupted. "What's she done? Nothing serious, surely?"
"Well, not serious, just